This morning, though, we're going to get some test our driving skills, or at least let people know about the driving skills for life, the Ford driving skills for life. For the last 20 years, they've been working with teens and their parents to provide free hands-on and online training to thousands of newly licensed drivers. And program manager Melissa Fox joins us this morning. Good morning, Melissa. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this Ford driving skills for life. We all kind of at some point go through some driver's training, maybe get a license. How does this add to that or give more training for especially young drivers who are getting out on the road?
Sure. So driving skills for life is the signature program for teen drivers. We're hands-on training mostly. We do have an online academy, like you mentioned. But we put teens in the driver's seat and give them training and experience beyond what they learn from driver's education and from mom and dad.
And where is this offered? How do they get involved in that?
So this year we have a 10-stop roadshow across the U.S. that we're like slap dab in the middle of. You can go to our website to see the full schedule. But right now our next event is in Detroit, Michigan, followed by Louisville. We'll be in Chicago, back to Michigan, Texas, Arizona, California. We're all over the country.
Talk a little bit of the process for this. Are they driving in the vehicles that they normally would be driving in? Are they using test vehicles? What's the situation for that?
So for our training, we actually provide all the vehicles. The teens and the parents simply need to show up. You register online, so all the paperwork could be filled out before getting to our event. So mom and dad don't actually have to attend, but we do recommend it. Believe it or not, mom and dad don't know everything. And that's actually a really unique aspect of our program. We don't talk down to the teens while we're at our events. We talk to them. We even tease mom and dad a little bit about their driving skills. Creates a really safe environment for the teens to ask questions and learn, again, the skills beyond what they learned in driver's ed. And they get to do stuff in our cars that mom and dad don't want them to do in their own.
Talking today with Melissa Fox, the Driving Skills for Life program manager. Talk about some of the skills that they do learn. What are the things? I mean, we're getting the basics of kind of where the steering wheel is, the pedals, sort of that, the mirrors type of thing. Talk a little bit of what are the skills that you're teaching that will help them on the road.
So 20 years ago, our program, we're celebrating 20 years of Driving Skills for Life. And we sat down with a team of experts with our partner, the Governor's Highway Safety Association, to develop training in specific areas that teens lack experience. So we talk a lot about decision making and all, you know, the important things that teens need to consider, but we also get them in the cars. We work on vehicle handling, hazard recognition, speed and space management, distracted and impaired driving. And we also do some virtual reality training to around bicycle safety to create empathy between drivers and cyclists.
Obviously, I would assume the distracted driving aspect of this is also talked about, too. That seems to be a concern, with teens specifically, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Another thing that's really important to mention is we also offer a double impact, which we sort of sneak in without even letting the teens know, to not only make themselves safer on the roads, but we also know that creating safer drivers means safer pedestrians, bicyclists, and being more aware about the vulnerable road users that we share the road with. So overall, it's a win-win to talk again about both the driving and then how to protect those who aren't driving.
Talking this morning, Melissa Fox with the Ford Driving Skills for Life. Talk a little bit about, I guess, what's the attitude if you've involved or seen with the teens that are doing this? Are they willing participants in a sense? Are they enjoying this? Are they suddenly getting more confidence from doing this? What do you find?
Sure. So our program is completely free, but I always say it's a hard sell because it's really hard to get teens excited about coming and learning something that they think they already know everything about. So we actually market to the parents because as a parent myself, I know it is absolutely terrifying to give your kid keys to a car and send them out on the road. The statistics around vehicle crashes and fatalities with teens are sickening. Memorial Day and Labor Day, AAA calls the 100 deadliest days of driving, and that's because there's more teens on the road, they're driving longer hours, so the fatality rate actually goes up in those 100 days. To answer your question, to get teens to our event, typically when they show up, the parents are dragging them. They're doing all but kicking and screaming. They do not want to be there. But by the end of our event, by the time they've spent a day with, you know, some race car drivers we have as instructors, they've got to do some really cool stuff in our cars that they've probably never done in their own, in a very safe and controlled environment. By the time they leave, the teens and the parents have all had a little bit of fun. They've learned a lot, and they're happy to have been at our event.
When you come around and do this tour to different locations, do you have then a course you set up or an area? How much driving are the teens doing when they do this?
So the teens, we try to keep our groups as small as possible. The demand for the program, once people hear about it, is extremely high. So typically our events fill up moments after the registration has been posted. But the teens are in the driver's seat the majority of the time. There's a little bit of classroom talk while they're waiting to get in the car, but it's all outdoors and we need a large footprint. We're often at auto auctions, universities, stadiums. We need a huge parking lot without any obstructions, like light poles. But the teens are in the cars or doing some sort of hands-on exercise while they're waiting the entire time. So each event is a weekend event. We have a Saturday and Sunday session, and the teens are only there for a half day. So there's four sessions for each one of our stops.
When you're doing this, how do you duplicate or understand different weather conditions? Because that's something really you can't control, but how do you give the skills to kind of work through those different things that they'll encounter?
So first, a specific example, our vehicle handling exercise, we do use Mustangs for that. And those are rear-wheel drives. So we have a specially engineered caster lift in the rear of the car that leaves less weight. And so the car really only needs to go 15 to 20 miles per hour to do a complete, you know, loss of control, spin out. The kids like to call it drifting. We're not teaching that. We're actually teaching how to get out of that, how to avoid that. We also don't cancel if there's weather. So one of the biggest questions when we're on, you know, on our tour and the weather gets bad, people want to know, are you going to cancel because of the rain? We don't cancel unless there's very severe weather happening. It would put anybody in an unsafe situation. But we do train in all types of weather.
You mentioned sort of how you have cars that are specifically sort of built to sort of simulate some sort of an issue with that. And it's interesting because a lot of times when you're driving, until you've experienced the feel for something of a skid or some sort of a lost control and you react in the proper way, that's a memory that you'll not forget. In other words, it kind of sticks with you more than just if you speak it and read it in a paragraph in a book.
Absolutely. We put the teens and the parents in specific situations that you never want to be in on the road. And we'll do it over and over again to give that teen the actual feeling of what's happening and how to do it, and give them the confidence, if that were to happen, to control it.
Again, there's the four driving skills for life. You talk about speed management, hazard recognition, vehicle handling, space management, you know, giving yourself enough time to, deal with any issue that comes up. Obviously, their cars are different than the ones you have, so they can kind of then, once they get the vehicles that you're using for them, they can apply that to their own vehicles, which have different types of safety features, so they can adjust to that. How do they feel once they're done? Do they come and are they ready to give their parents a driving lesson once they leave?
You know, we hope that we give teens just enough confidence to be better drivers. We don't want to create overconfident drivers. The important thing when we do invite the parents to stay, although they don't have to, they learn right alongside their team. They're listening to the skills that the instructors are specifically telling the teens. So, like I said, there's a balance between creating an overconfident driver and giving them just enough confidence to do the right thing out on the road. We talk a lot also about decision making, which is a big piece of it for teens.
Did I hear earlier you said some of your instructors are race car drivers? Is that true? Did you say that?
That's true. A lot of them have racing backgrounds, okay. So they fully understand vehicle control at a level that I don't think I could ever understand myself.
Right. They also sort of enjoy the ride. In other words, they're guys that like, and women who like to ride and do that, so they understand the circumstances and there's a time and a place for everything related to them. But it also gives them a little bit of a credibility, so they're not just getting instructions from somebody who's you know, just trying to get them through the test. This is kind of an active participation on their part. If people want to find out more about this Ford Driving Skills for Life, find out when it might next be coming to the Ohio area, where's a good place to get some details on this?
You can go to drivingskillsforlife.com to get more information, including our hands-on tour. That's great. Our online academy.